Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the Spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. A highly esteemed Christian professor and mentor was stripped of his professor emeritus title after credible allegations of inappropriate conduct came against him. Find out more after this break. Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today. In January, Gilbert Bilzekian was accused of sexual harassment. Bilzekian, who was a New Testament professor at Wheaton College, was active at Willow Creek Community Church for decades and served as a longtime mentor to its pastor, Bill Hybels, who was also credibly accused of sexual abuse. In a Facebook post, a woman named Ann Lindbergh, a longtime member of Willow Creek, said that between 1984 and 1988, Bilzekian kissed, fondled, and pressured her to have sex with him. The Religion News Service reported on it. In response to their report, Bilzekian denied it, but the Willow Creek Elder Board issued a statement saying they believed the woman's allegation. He was restricted from serving at the church, though he had officially retired in 1992. After that investigation, Wheaton reopened a 2018 investigation into anonymous misconduct complaints that had been filed against Bilzekian. Philip Reichen, president of Wheaton College, wrote in an email on Friday, February 28th, that their investigation had found new allegations of inappropriate and unprofessional conduct, and that the college had chosen to strip away Bilzekian's title of professor emeritus, according to RNS. In his email, Reichen wrote, "This is a painful situation in which some of our alumni stepped forward to share experiences from the past that prompted a wide range of reactions, including anger, hurt, and confusion. We ask that you pray for them and hope that they are able to find some measure of peace and resolution. Pray that God would comfort the victims of harassment and abuse, and that he would continue to shine a light on darkness hiding within churches and Christian organizations." And if you appreciate this story, you can read more stories like it on charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.